Hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the butters to my Cartman, Nick Capper. How are you, Nick?
Hey, guys, it's great to be here.
What the fuck was that?
That was awful.
That's to do with the crutches, right? Oh, no. I've got it wrong.
Timmy. Yeah, I should have said now that I think about it, I should have said the Timmy to my Stan.
Great crap.
That would have been... Or Kyle, I guess, the Jewish one. But all right, off to a blazing start. We got Phone Hacks favorite returning guest live via Zoom from Sydney. Cam James is back.
Oh, guys, it's great to be back with the Stewie and Meg to my Peter Griffin. I'm more of a Family Guy man. I grew up in a Family Guy house.
Yeah,
that's
giggity
cool.
Giggity.
Who's Stewie and who's Meg?
Oh, you don't want the answer to that. You don't want to know who that who's who.
Hey, I'm a little evil baby.
Oh,
I'm
evil. I think we got our answer. I think we know who the Meg is.
Man, I remember.
I'll be Meg.
I remember I went to Thailand, and I don't know. We bag out Family Guy now and stuff, but I remember when it first came out, there was this cafe that just played Family Guy like all day, and I hadn't seen TV in a long time, and I was like, this is sick. Like, it's got cameos from the Transformers, heaps of callbacks to like old 80s shit. This is so good.
And then after a full day of it,
I was like, whoa. This is going to give me a seizure sooner or later.
Yeah, I think it does more damage to you than the drinking in Thailand, I think, if you just watch Family Guy on loop. But yeah. I loved it. I remember the first season was out, someone brought to school like a burnt DVD of the first 6 episodes. And it did the rounds of my friendship group. And I was just like, man, this is the future of comedy. This is so good. Every joke in here just is so funny. It's so fucking dark. Norm MacDonald was in it as Death. Dude.
Oh, it was edgy. You felt like it was like edgy. You're like, man, The Simpsons is safe bullshit. Totally. But this is
totally.
This is hardcore.
Totally. And then like 10 years later, you go, oh, actually, no, The Simpsons was the best. Simpsons was the best.
Yeah, easily. You never bite the hand.
But then actually... Take it, South Park, in terms of edgy, like good satire, is so much better than Family Guy.
It rules.
You know, and they had like a battle, like where I don't, well, not a battle, but they were like just totally in my fan fiction, they all fought each other and fucking Peter Griffin,
like the Avengers.
You sound like it was from the second grade. Then no, I mean they had a battle. South Park won.
Family Guy won the ratings battle. South Park won the war.
But when they gave South Park gave shit to Family Guy and said, like, basically just exposed the shitty formula of every joke, where it was just like take a random celebrity in a random scenario, like just shitty improv, basically, but just written into an animated show. It's like, what if Robert De Niro played pool or whatever, you know? And then it was just that reminds me of the time. Yeah. But like, so I don't know. Yeah,
I think South Park had just as many fucking formulas. I mean, Kenny died every episode for 6 seasons in a row or something like that.
Did they quit doing that? I don't even know.
Yeah,
if
they stopped doing it at a certain point. Like, all right, I think we're done with that. But let's bring in Butters and Timmy and just make fun of, you know, autistic kids and handicapped kids.
Oh, dude. It's so funny that they wrote themselves like a narrative catchphrase that they were just imprisoned by, where like Kenny had to die and the "you bastards" line, you know? Yeah. It's like when I do a joke for more than a few years, I'm like, God, I'm just dying inside every time I do it. So every episode they were just like, God, really? Does he have to die again? Are we this fucking
hacking? Did I tell you guys I was at a gig once a couple of years ago now, and this open micer was bombing really hard, and then when he finished his set on what his closer was supposed to be, and he got no laughs, and he went, well, screw you guys, I'm going home. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. That actually fucking rules.
That is awesome.
Did it get a laugh?
I got like 3 laughs, but Big ones. Three big ones. Me and whoever the fuck else is there.
I love it how they did Team America and they had the Matt Damon call. And I think Matt Damon said for like 10 years, at least two people a day would go, Matt Damon. Just in the street. Just imagine being hounded by a movie you weren't even in.
People are just saying your name. They're just saying your fucking name at you. And that's like the worst insult of all time.
Oh, it's the purest insult, right? Because it's just two words. It's your name. But all they're doing is saying it in just the dumbest voice ever. Oh,
sometimes it's only happened once or twice. You know, I've been doing comedy for like, I don't know, I think about 12 years or something. And it's only happened once or twice, but it's really rattled me where someone's heckled something like that, like, or just said under their breath up the front, like, you're doing great, mate. Yeah, real funny. Like that. And it just rattles you so bad. Like, you're.
Are you sure that wasn't your inner monologue?
No, that is. What have you done? What are you doing with your life?
Well, I did when I did the Sydney Comedy Festival a few years ago, I was in that fucking, what's the storage container space? Oh, yeah. Like real hard. But someone was there early to see Cameron Duggan's show after me. But during my solo show, they sat there and said Cam Duggan the whole time. They were just like, Duggan, what Cameron, and I was just like, this is actually the hardest fucking heckle I've ever got in my life. They just kept saying Duggan over and over. It's brutal, absolutely brutal.
We better explain to any first-time listeners, Mike, what this podcast is about.
Yeah, so we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, camera roll notes, or search history. If something comes up that you don't want to talk about, we do a safe word because we don't have a bell anymore. So Cam, as the guest, go ahead and pick a safe word for the episode.
Shot.
Shart. Hell yes. But Capper just yells that when he actually sharts. So
that might get confusing.
No, I yell shart when I fart. That way everyone gets out of the way, you know? Really. Just.
Why would you want people to think it was worse than it is?
Because, I don't know, you double down on it. I'm 100%, you know?
When was the last time either of you sharted, by the way? Has it happened in recent years?
Oh, man.
The stories come up on the pod. I sharted at the gym a few years back, I had to throw my underwear out. And a guy at the gym saw me throw my underwear out in the locker room. Oh, and then I had to change gyms.
That's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I sharted, I think it was February in Brisbane when I ate this entire bowl of wonton noodle soup. And I was wearing these really cool.
In the middle of summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the middle of summer. Yeah.
And a hot bowl of soup.
My favorite Dickies, pink shorts.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, it's not that bad. You know, no one will be able to see it, but you could see it all the way down.
Of course.
And I ran straight. I got my mate to pick me up. I checked his car afterwards, like, see if it needed a wipe. Didn't need it, but. They were destroyed. Like, the shorts were destroyed.
Dude, how did you think for a second that wasn't going to be visible? You're a designer. You're an artist. You know that pink and brown are contrasting colors.
I was so heartbroken. And I rang my girlfriend. She's like, what have you done? Like, you know, have you been a bad boy on tour or something like that? And I was like, no, I just sharted. That's how crazy it gets for me, baby. Kind of wish I cheated rather than just sharted. Oh, it's sad.
I don't know which one you'd feel most like shit about afterwards.
Yeah.
Probably feel more shame after sharting. Yeah. I sharted last year during the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I was house sitting for a comedian. And he had a dog, and I had a big night the night before with Brett Blake, actually. And then the next morning, I sharted while I was having breakfast, and the dog loved it. The dog. What? The dog. I immediately went, oh, no, 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 and started like running to the toilet, but it was too late. It was dripping down. And the dog was chasing me, having the best time, jumping up at my asshole. Horrible.
Did the dog like act as some sort of cleaner? Or was it just...
God, my... Look, sometimes you don't need to say what everyone's thinking, really.
That's what I mean. If it's leaking out the back, that's what you think. Yeah.
There'll be no first time listeners. They would have turned off by this point.
Yeah, any first time listeners aren't making it through the whole episode.
Sorry,
that's
guys,
all right.
Sorry.
No, but actually, before I forget, when Cam brought up the that guy's closer with the screw you guys, I'm going home, the best exit from a bomb on stage I ever saw was a guy in Perth was just having the worst set of his life, and he ended with a Michael Jackson as a pedophile joke, right? And it got absolutely nothing. But he had a sound cue with the guy on the desk in the back to play Smooth Criminal as soon as he hit the punchline for the Michael Jackson joke. But the sound guy forgot to hit the cue and play Smooth Criminal. But the guy still moonwalked off stage to absolute silence. It was the fucking best shit. It's so good.
It's so good because it's such a big swing. You know, it's already such a big swing when you do an act out at all. To then add a music cue on top of that, it's such a huge jump to go, look, I'm counting on a big laugh here. I need to get it. Oh, my God. For that to happen to silence is just...
Oh, the moonwalk offstage of silence was like the happiest I've ever been watching comedy.
And we've all done it. I remember when I was first starting out in comedy, we really liked John Doerr. Remember John Doerr?
Oh,
he's so good. He's so good. And he'd just been out here and he had this bit where he would, it was like a callback at the end of his set where he would take his shirt off and he had a fake bow tie drawn onto his neck to make it look like it's tattooed there. And I tried to do something similar where I ripped my shirt off and I had something written on my chest to fucking silence, like a callback too. And I don't think people even remembered what it was a callback to. They're just like, what? Why is this guy got his fucking shirt off in a basement with something scrawled on it in like text? You couldn't really even read it. Lights are too bright. The lights were too bright and my skin was just reflective back at them. Oh, it's humiliating.
Oh,
and I don't think I was like at a pretty decent room too, and I never went back there for like 2 years or something like that.
I remember Xander Allen, he was in a show with me once and he was kind of like my sidekick, and his parents lived in the Blue Mountains. He hadn't seen him in like 2 or 3 years, and he invited him to the show in Sydney, and we thought, it's the last show. Every time you come out, you'll have a less and less, you know, item of clothing. He come out, you know, his shirt was gone, and gradually, and in the end he comes out nude, not one laugh, like just like it wasn't even funny. It was just a nude man like handing me a machine gun, like a toy machine gun on stage, and no one laughed. And
yeah,
it was so bad. And then after the show, his parents are just standing there and they're like these kind of like mountain people. I don't know, big his dad had a big beard and his mum was kind of there, and they're all dressed in like flannel and stuff, and they go, yeah, nice seeing you, Xander. Anyway, bye.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. The parents.
It was like when groundskeeper Willie meets his parents. Like, it was perfectly that.
Oh, man, that's so bad.
There you go. We took it all the way back to The Simpsons.
Yes.
So, fucking full circle on that. Last week's episode, we had Nick Carr, the shit king himself, Nick Carr. And his hack went off, like more traction than anything he'd ever posted. I don't know if you could see this or if you saw his post when he put it up. It was like a crude drawing of Garfield, but voluptuous Garfield with giant cans. And the caption was, this took me all day to draw, ooh la lasagna. And it fucking like a bunch of shares. I don't know who would share that, like, you know, triple digits on the likes, and the comments went off as well. And people, it went kind of meta because we have the Phone Hacks Facebook group, and someone posted in the group saying, this is right up your guys' alley. Like thinking Carr legit drew Garfield with big tits.
Oh, man.
And then it went into the group and they were like, yeah, that was us.
Man, I didn't even think that was you guys. I thought that was legit. Because it seems like something that he would do. And yeah. I also kind of went, oh yeah, maybe he is an artist. I don't know. I guess I just never knew that side of him. And I went, yeah, I guess he's a pretty talented artist. Did you draw that, Kappa?
No. Mike just found that. I don't know what I enjoy more, this podcast or just looking through the bunch of weird animated porn that people draw out there.
Mm.
The Garfield stuff is off the hook. Mike and I went through it once on a Patreon app. Check out the video. It is absolutely diabolical what people are drawing to do to Garfield.
Well, because right up your alley, Cam, I think we've exhausted the Shrek porn. Like, we've done all that so much. Yeah. And we don't want it to be, like, insanely graphic because, of course, on the internet, there is, like, Shrek with a, you know, giant green dong just plowing donkey. And we're like, that's a little too far.
I've seen it all.
We try to keep it to a level where, like, people just go, oh, this is weird. And, you know, what's wrong with
and the listeners.
But I think Capper...
The listeners send them to me all the time now. Like, and one sent me Thanos fucking the Hulk the other day, and it was so well detailed. Like, and I was like, what am I doing? Like,
the fifth gemstone was in the Hulk's asshole. Yeah. That's cool. That's the nerdiest fucking joke I've ever. but then I think Capper actually. Probably pushed the graphicness level a little bit when he had me send Superman
to your
growling
accountant,
Wonder
right?
Woman, yeah,
unbelievable,
and then Supergirl, and that went to my accountant. Hit me up a few days prior saying, when are we going to do your tax? Mm-hmm. I didn't respond, and then eventually sent him if I was Superman, and then Superman. Just going to town on Wonder Woman and Supergirl. And then a lot of people were upset that apparently Supergirl and Superman are cousins. Yeah. And so that was improper.
Man. You know what? I think that's fine. If you can fly and you're an alien, then I think you're allowed to do whatever you want with inside the family. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a different set of rules for superheroes.
I love it how people draw the borderline of that as well. Like, whoa, is it a bird? Is it a man fucking a woman while flying?
Oh, is it a man fucking two women?
Yeah. Is it two planes fucking?
Is it one plane laying upside down and eating another plane out while another plane fucks it?
But that other plane's his cousin, so that's fucked up.
Hang on, there's something wrong with this picture. They're cousins. That's,
So did you get a good tax return, Goldstein?
Well, what I'm worried about is no response. I thought I would at least get a I don't think this was meant for me or something like that. But zero response. And I was talking to my partner about it. And she was like, this is the guy that makes sure you get JobKeeper every month. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe.
This guy is like, what the fuck? This cunt thinks he's a comedian.
Yeah.
He's claiming to have lost income from being a comedian.
Yeah, but I almost hope at this point, anything to come from someone – that's in Melbourne lockdown. Like people are just like, oh, just let them fucking lose their mind.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
as long as it's not harming anybody at this point. Yeah. So I don't know what to do, whether I should send a follow-up email and say, oh, that wasn't meant for you or, you know, so I think I'll just leave it and act like it never happened.
I think you should write back, oh God, I'm so sorry. I just found out that Superman and Supergirl are cousins. I shouldn't have sent this to you. Please ignore.
Sorry, dude. This was totally out of line. Apparently, they're cousins. And
I photoshopped I photoshopped Supergirl out, so now he's just chowing down on Wonder Woman. No incest whatsoever.
Yeah, enjoy.
Well,
And then Capper, it's like, I'm interested because I don't even think I've asked you about any potential fallout. Capper sent a picture to his sister. Can you see that, Cameron James? This is like right on the shark.
Yeah. Just here, yeah. Yeah.
It's a guy passed out on the ground and it looks like Capper. That could be Capper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's just completely fucking wrecked the back of his underwear. And then what was the caption?
The caption was absolute rock bottom in lockdown.
Did she reply at all?
No reply back. No.
Nothing. So nothing in the past week.
No, I think she's either thought it was a hack or just plain disgusted in me. Just absolutely disgusted. And you know what? It kind of fits in line because there's this place there's a shop near me called Crispy Eats, and it's terrible. Like that used to be a butcher shop, but they haven't even changed the signage from the butcher shop. And it's during COVID, and they were trying to give out free samples the other day. But I keep teasing my girlfriend. I said, I'm going to go to Crispy Eats. And I went there. It was absolutely horrible, like the worst meal I've ever had.
What makes it so bad? It's just like dog shit.
Just poorly made. Just, you know, when you just unwrap something and it looks squashed? Like the burger looks squashed. The chicken was pretty good. But these poor guys, they're just, I don't know, they're just clueless. I don't know what's, you kind of, I felt sorry for them, so I thought I'd do it. But my girlfriend posted in the wrong message to the, and posted in the family group, hey, Nick just went and got a fucking disgusting burger. There's no way I'm having dinner with him tonight. Can I have dinner with you instead to my flatmate? And then my sister wrote, I don't think this was meant for this group. And she's like, trust Nick to do that. So, so that kind of falls in line.
Yeah. Wait, so what you're telling me is there's a family group I didn't know about that I do now.
No. You fucking idiot, Cabo. What the fuck?
Oh, we kind of did a no family thing for a bit. I was hoping that'd be safe. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess if you are, you're both your mom and dad are in this thread.
Yeah.
I'll think of something tame. And then, we'll see if it gets past the filter. But, I don't know. Cam, I think you've done 3 or 4 episodes at this point. Mm. Like, I know you did a rap about the wage gap is a myth. And then, one thing about your ABC show getting canned.
It was something about, being upset about the show being canceled or not picked up. And then you made me text Rove McManus as well on a live show.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
Yeah, that was anxiety-inducing shit because I don't know him very well, but... he took it really well. He was good about it. It was asking him for money, wasn't it?
It was asking him if he... he'd go, I'm just waiting on that invoice, brah. I think it was something like that.
Awful. Fucking awful. Truly horrible cunts. But I love what you've done to my life because anytime I see a post from anyone now that I know, I always assume that it's you guys doing it. Even if it's not an obvious one, I always go, okay, I see what's going on here. Like, I don't think I've liked the post on Facebook in about 2 years because I just assume it's you guys doing it.
Should we get into the phones?
Yeah. Net. It's
all
pretty
right. So obviously we can't trade phones over Zoom. So just hold it up depending on what we land on. Capper, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say it's pretty funny because Cam James had his own little. We won't rehash it too much because I heard it on the Dum Dum Club. You started hacking a few comedians of your own by subscribing to their cameos and getting them to write messages. And that's the greatest thing ever. And I'm angry that we did not think of that.
It's such a good one. I actually got a couple for you guys, but they never came through because I got rumbled.
Damn it.
Were they rejected by the actual cameo person?
Yeah, so a few comedians came back to me with their messages, and then someone figured out that it was me doing it under a fake name for pranking reasons, and then I think they told a lot of other comedians not to accept any requests from this person.
At the end of the day, they're taking your money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what I think too. It's like, fuck it, it's fair game. You're getting paid $15 to say something that will get shared in a group chat. Who cares? But I did get, I requested one for you guys, you two, and I'm so bummed out that it didn't come through. It was, it would have been beautiful.
Yeah.
And I wish I could say on the air what it is, but I might just tell you afterwards.
I think I know. Because you saw, I think I sent it to you, Cam, that I tried to get Dr. Carl from Neighbors to do a cameo and say that you can't get COVID from a fleshlight. And for some reason, he shot it down.
But didn't he? I read the reply. He was like, no, I cannot endorse the flashlight. He called it a flashlight. So he just.
Yeah, he said flash. He wouldn't even say flashlight.
Either he wouldn't say fleshlight or he just thought it was about fucking an actual torch. And he's like, no, I still can't endorse the flashlight. I can't. I'm a trusted source. I'm a trusted source in Australia.
Yeah. He said, yeah, the flashlight thing is not on. So, yeah. And, you know, I said, I had to say, I know you're not a real doctor, but if you could say this. Yeah. So Dr. Carl is not into it. But, yeah, there's so many. Like, I spent probably 3 hours just scrolling through Cameo, just going, oh, fucking that person.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I put it in the group. Yeah. But, yeah, I got my brother, Max Cavaliera from Sepultura, to do a birthday message for him. And it was excellent. My brother loved it. I got him to say, because we call my brother the Iceman, because a lot like you, Mike, he's devoid of all emotion and nothing can
he's
crack
cool
him.
And he's cool and he looks like Val Kilmer.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, yeah, happy birthday, Iceman. I'm glad you're a fan. And our favorite poker machine at Boo My Pioneer Hotel was the Cash Chameleon. I said, make sure that you wish him all the best luck for the Cash Chameleon. He goes, I don't know what the Cash Chameleon is, but yeah, bro. I'm into it. Could have been a mad sex act or something.
Oh, man. But it is a great cameo. Like, he's fantastic. He's so and he actually plays one of their, like, most well-known songs, right? And just shreds on the guitar for a bit. But then I love that someone was like, didn't this guy get canceled for something? And you were like, oh, shit. Like, you had no idea.
Man.
But it's also like, who gives a fuck this old, like, speed metal. You know, he's in his 60s.
Everyone's going to get cancelled eventually. Remember after David Bowie died, people were like, hey, let's not forget he may have had sex with 15-year-olds back in the 70s. And it's like, yeah, but he's dead now. Like, who cares? That's the ultimate cancellation.
Yeah. I mean, also, heavy metal, you're basically singing about getting cancelled.
Like that's true.
That's the kind of thing in metal. Is,
yeah, yeah.
It's the whole thing is cancellation. Like,
well, I hope we get cancelled this episode, guys. I'm excited for it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm metal. Yeah. This is
we
metal.
We haven't been cancelled yet.
We're the metal of podcasts.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the phone. So spinning the wheel to see what we're going through my phone this week. No music on the wheel.
Whoa.
There we go. And it is notes.
Notes. So, yeah. Mike, you've been telling me you haven't been writing anything in lockdown, but I don't think so. I think you'd be hard at work, chippering away. Got a poster of Bill Hicks above the table.
Yeah, behind me.
Yeah, we should explain what's behind you on the wall. You've got Bill Hicks on one side. Uh-huh. It's framed and it has like cigarettes kind of in the frame as well, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then right next to it, Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary's right next to him, Andrew Dice Clay, and it's all cigarette butts that
comics.
I collected outside their dressing rooms.
Remember cigarette comedy? Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish cigarette comedy would come back, man.
No Cure for Cancer. I pitched No Cure for Cancel to Dennis Leary. We'll see if he does it.
It's weird because they're sitting right below the Confederate flag, which is a nice touch.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't. Like,
good, you're representing. All
I didn't think that'd be your style, but I respect it. You know. No,
well, no, I just I believe in people's right to choose what they support, and I don't necessarily subscribe to anything that's happened in the American South. But it's just kind of I was a big Dukes of Hazzard fan for a while.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I've been meaning to say, Mike, good luck in November. I can't wait for, I hope it all works out for you guys over there.
Thanks, man. Like, I'm really, really excited. I'm showing my support for the
which brings me to my next point. Whatever happened to our freedom? Yeah. I don't want to wear a mask anymore. I'm tired of being indoors. Dan Andrews is a dictator.
Yes.
Oh, dictator.
I agree. And there's certain words that we're not allowed to say anymore that I wish we could, you know?
Mike, put the phone
trigger
down.
Warning.
Put the phone down. Let's rant. I'm ready to rant.
Uh-oh, it's a Kappa rant.
Yeah. I'm going to get around the Shrine of Remembrance when I can say it right.
What do you remember how to say it?
All right, what notes we got?
Yeah, so I don't know. A lot of the shitty joke ideas really go into Twitter these days, so I can get some kind of validation on them. But I've been bombing a lot on Twitter lately. But I think my hit rate, maybe one a week, goes well enough for me to keep going back to that well. But in the notes, I don't know if you can read. There is a few things. I haven't actually looked at this in a while. Can you read any of
Sharknado, any of those? Barricane, Wasp. Oh, it's now I can't read it. What's that? Can you finish reading it?
Oh, shit.
Sharknado, Barricane.
All right, so I think the comic premise there is there should be other movies like Sharknado where animals are combined with natural disasters. So it says Sharknado, Barricane, Wasp Volcano, Mean Teenager Avalanche. Is that good? Yeah. Is that anything?
Now, Mike, there is no bad ideas.
You know, it's crazy time at the moment. I understand. Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool when you read a note and the immediate reaction is pity. Yeah, so that one, it's real, real fucking embarrassing. I should have yelled chart, maybe.
But I think it's very typical of you to fantasize about a fucking avalanche of teenagers coming towards you as well.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Fucking Epstein, Goldstein. It's like we're all the same.
You want to be a Stuart Diver underneath an avalanche of teenage. I gotta eat my way out.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. I want to go down that mountain.
I can't believe I remembered Stuart Diver's name just off the top of my head. Fuck.
Who's Stuart Diver?
Oh, you wouldn't know. He's an Australian hero who was buried under an avalanche for a long time. It's actually really disrespectful. What I said.
Man, shit. I reckon Sharknado is pretty. That's pretty terrifying. Like a Sharknado, you know, like a tornado of sharks just coming straight towards you.
Yeah. So do you think a whole movie called Sharknado where you're escaping some kind of brown storm is...
Because at least the sharks can eat you, but if you just get carried away in the sharks, then that's real terror.
That's horrible.
How does the Sharknado start? Like, what's the...
Is a shark the from element? The north and a shark from the south meet up in the middle, perfect storm style.
High pressure atmosphere.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe two people have sex that have both been dieting at 7-Eleven. You know what I mean? Like Slurpees, all that kind of stuff, and makes.
Why do they have to have sex?
I don't know. So their farts combine.
I guess because it's pretty sexy. It's a sexy way to start the movie with a sex scene, I think, and then. Just when they're about to come, they both shart. And then the movie opening credits, Sharknado, I mean, that's a good start to a movie.
It starts off like Twister, like Bill Paxton does a ripper.
Yeah, it starts off like Twister. And Tara Reid, she'd still be in it. She would be in any of these
She's
movies,
still in it. So, I reckon you could cast it off Cameo. Pretty much anyone who's charging $60 for a message, they're in the movie.
Well, that's it. I want to find someone on Cameo that's willing to just say whatever you tell them. So, like, if we find someone, I don't know, like a Richard Grieco or like an 80s has-been type actor, and you get them to say, you know, I'll Sharknado is my favorite movie. Like, why not? But then if fucking Dr. Carl won't endorse our show, I don't know what the limits are, you know? Sharknado is good, but yeah, Mean Teenager Avalanche probably needs some work. I think that stems, which I've expressed on here before, my fear of joining TikTok because I don't want my feelings hurt by teenagers. So,
well, of course, it's a fucking nightmare. They're awful people.
You're a good dancer, though, Mike. You got to get into it.
Oh, that's getting me through the lockdown. Is all the dancing I've been doing. So
you've actually actually done the hardest one, I think, Mike. I reckon the hacks are bad. Doing a public post is bad, but going through the notes is fucking my nightmare, actually. I've had to do it on your show before, and it's always like half-written premises that you know suck, and that's why it's never left the notes. Oh, God.
Yeah, totally. And that's the thing. Like I said, there's probably more in draft tweets at the moment, but this shit is, half-baked joke ideas that, I mean, imagine even taking that to stage where how would the setup would be so labored where you go, Sharknado, there should be other movies with what scary things and natural disasters.
Well, first you have to say, do you guys remember Sharknado?
Do you know what?
Yeah, when you got to remind people of a pop culture moment. Like there was a dude who used to do a Titanic joke, right? Mm. And like Titanic is such an old reference now that the way he would get into it where he would go, oh, they play, like you got your own TV screen on planes now. And when I flew here, they're playing all these movies. And one of the movies was Titanic. So just to get to Titanic, it took him that
explaining
long.
The mechanics of in-flight entertainment. Man, still a bored crowd.
I hate it when there's a comedian on stage and you go, like the premise seems like it's going to definitely go there. And you go, please don't say it. Please surprise me. Like, there's a Sydney comic, Cam, that we used to watch. Maybe you've seen him, Mike, where he'd talk, he had a lisp and he'd say, City Rail, more like, shitty rail, but there was no irony in it whatsoever. And when he was saying it, I was like, please don't say it. Please don't say it. But the thing is, the joke would never work because even when he said city rail, it sounded like shitty rail anyway.
So he said shitty rail more like shitty rail?
Shitty rail, more like shitty rail.
That's actually great with a lisp, you know.
I think the same comic used to have a bit, another one of those remember when bits that he clearly did when Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had their first child, Northwest. But he did it for like 5 years after that, and he'd always set it up by going, "Do you remember when Kim and Kanye had their first child, and they called it Northwest? Yeah, they really put that baby on the map."
Oh, that's awful. Pretty good. I like that.
Actually. Oh, shut up! As if it's good. It's fucking awful.
Actually, Mike, this has nothing to do with my ability, but I reckon I could make this joke of yours work just by how stupid I look.
I reckon. Yeah. So you want to run with
you
it? You want that?
Probably
premise?
Couldn't get away with this because you're like this. They're like this guy knows what he's doing, but on the right night, I reckon I could get this going.
I think if you made it specific and said it should be, there needs to be more things that combine natural disasters with things that I'm afraid of, like barricane or octostorm or premature ejaculation or premature ejaculation avalanche or something like that.
Dinner
with my mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. See, we workshopped it.
My dad's expectations,
closer.
Hurricane.
There we go. Now we're getting into Kappa territory with that. That's funny.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. You have to give him the joke now.
Oh, man. Run with that premise, Cap. You can have it.
Thanks, buddy.
Do we want... I know. Do we want any more of my notes or should we keep moving on the phones? If you can read.
Man, I'd love to see another one.
Pick one more.
See one more. See one more of that.
I can't. Can you? Can you I talk? Can't see it. Something? It's a bit too bright.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So maybe when I talk, if you can read anything in there, when I hold it up to the screen.
Oh, hang on. There we go. The top one is All Wives Matter.
Ah, yeah, yeah. So, I
go on. Yeah, explain that one.
I think it made it to Twitter, and I think it did fine. It was All Wives Matter, and then some Mormon guy. So, some Mormon guy said All Wives Matter because he's got multiple wives. So that's pretty good
and topical too. Very topical.
Very topical. And so I think that was worth it, and that made the leap from notes all the way over to Twitter. I don't know. Is my screen too?
It'd be cool if you had a watch matter and a picture of Borat. Yeah.
I think I did my wife's Mormon Borat.
I can't read it.
There's a good one there, man. There's a weird one that makes you seem like a psycho killer, which is just one sentence that says, "The neck controls the head." What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, that's just you learning about the human anatomy.
Neck just controls the head.
My neck controls
just
the head.
Just to remind myself, because I never turn with my neck, so I always, you know, it's always a full body
that's
swivel.
That's definitely fucking notes of an alien who's come down here and tried to infiltrate humanity for a bit. The neck controls
and so
head.
I just always remember, oh yeah, I could actually fucking turn. No, it's one of these reality shows. Multiple people. We've been watching 90 Day Fiance. I don't know if you're across that at all. It's just like absolute fucking just shit show. American reality TV. Mm. And I think multiple people on the show said something like, "He's the head of the family, but I'm the neck, and the neck controls the head." Right?
Oh my god.
So. Yeah, that as a premise to then go into other parts of the body I was going to come back to it and write something worthwhile and never
did. Let me ask you, how many steps until you finally got to the inevitable punchline, which is the dick controls everything? How long until you're going to finally get there?
Yeah, I was going to be like, you know, the arm bones connected to the chest bone, and then get around to the dick controls my wife. I was trying to bring it back to wives.
The old Borat life.
But it seems. Oh yeah, exactly. Wife boat.
Plenty of room. Plenty of room on that lifeboat.
Yeah, yeah. My lifeboat. So I had nothing but the idea for the premise, and then it really was going to devolve into the dick controls everything. I think so. Yeah. So I'm the dick of this household. All right, chart.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
All right, let's move on. Let's get into the Oppo. I moonwalk out of the Zoom. Capper, so you got the Oppo handy?
Yeah, I got the Shoppo.
Obviously, the Shoppo, the real piece of shit.
Still going.
OPPO. You're familiar with it, Cam. You've seen
it. Wow, beautiful. It looks good.
A lot of cracks that NASA space age technology Capper has there. And this is spinning the wheel. He's got the notebook if it lands on notes.
Yeah.
And it is. It's notes again.
Okay. I do have the notes here.
I guess you could hold it up. We could try and read because it won't be shining off the screen.
Any good ones there?
Well, yeah, you've got endocrine written in bubble writing. What's that about?
Yeah, I don't know what that. What is it? What does endocrine mean? What does that word mean?
You know what? I'm going to find out right now.
You're going to Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
Isn't it?
I thought it was part of the body. Maybe.
I think it.
Well, I know that the neck controls it. I know that.
But the dick controls the endocrine.
It's a chemical messenger system that comprise. Oh, bullshit. Boy, it's all glands and stuff like that.
Oh, right. I just thought it was a cool word that popped into my head. I've got this. I got this.
What would your joke be? Like, was it an idea for a joke? Endocrine, more like
no. I just
shitty rail.
I just thought it'd be funny to go. I don't know if you had a character who's like, "Hey, I'm the endocrine" or something. I don't know.
That's pretty good. It's not a bad name for a villain.
I'm endocrine.
I don't mind that. Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah. That's. I mean, it's not funny, but it's.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
Well, it sounds like more of a hero, a hero's name. You get but you thinking. Tweak it. Yeah, endocrine. It's like a cop. Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny endocrine.
Yeah, there you go. I see. You help. I help you out, Mike. You help me out. That's great.
that's what it's all about.
Hold the notes up. I want to see what else we got.
Friendly podcast of all.
What else do we got? Them.
There's this bit I was trying to write this morning, like a dumb, like an advertisement for tubes. The tubes are everywhere.
Tubes are a part of life.
Yeah.
Fallopian tubes, toilet roll tubes,
YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just sort of be like, it'd just have.
Go on.
So it's an ad for tubes. So it's just an ad for tubes. Like it's like just shows different videos of tubes and it's just got a voiceover going, tubes are a part of life. Tire tubes, fallopian tubes, toilet roll tubing. Tubes are a part of life. Telescopic tubing. Tubes carry liquids. Tubes carry solids and information. So if you see a hard-working tube out there, give them a thumbs up. Support your local tube. Tube, 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 tube. So it's just like a, like, you know, help out.
Yeah, I like that. Tube out there. I do like that.
It's pretty good, man. It's pro tube.
Yeah, it's pro tube.
And then maybe you could include YouTube and like Red Tube and stuff. In
Red Tube.
All the tubes.
There's so many tubes out there, man.
Yeah. That actually reminds me that Al Gore claimed he invented the internet, right? He claimed like it was his idea in the 90s for the internet. And then they asked him to explain the internet. And his legit answer was, it's a series of tubes.
Oh, that's the best.
Imagine coming up with this loose idea of a series of tubes and then 10 years later the internet comes around and you're like, that's my fucking idea. That's what I was telling everyone about. Oh, my God.
It's a series of tubes.
Yeah,
I love the one of my favorites was when George Bush, someone asked him what tribal sovereignty meant to him, and he goes, tribal means tribal and sovereignty means sovereignty. Like that was
fuck yes. That's got to be George W. That wasn't senior.
Yeah, that was W.
We love W now. W's had a good renaissance in the last couple of years. Thanks to Trump.
Bring back
now
Dub.
We all miss George W. We forget that he was also pretty bad, but we're like, oh, at least he was just a humble idiot, like just some simpleton.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just a fun party guy. He was like a frat boy, you know, he's reading a children's book when the towers came down and he finished the book, you know, like, yeah, he's a
and it was
guy,
kind of
I
like,
misunderstood. Where,
what happened to all the bad guys that were just the bad guys underneath, you know, Trump's, he's showing all the stuff. This is not classy.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Like, you know, you got to do the killings underneath, get everyone else to do the dirty work and you look like the good guy, you know. It's disappointing.
That's very true.
I don't know.
Everyone's lost their way these days.
Yeah, I know.
You can't say anything anymore.
Did you want
four
another?
More years?
Any more
four
notes?
More years? Yeah, show me another.
Four more years.
Show us another note of yours, Kappa.
What about this one? I don't know. It's a pretty good tactic. My girlfriend did the other day.
I could what she say, did, what is it?
She said, I could say this, but I don't want to make you angry, like in the middle of a fight. And I'm like, well, what am I going to say to that then?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I'll go, but it's a great tactic because if she says that, then I, in order to make her not win, I won't be angry when she says it. So therefore right. It's awesome.
It's the only way, yeah. It's diffusing the... It's the same principle as, like, no offense, but You know, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Well, you.
But at least with no offense, but you finish the thought, you actually say what's offensive. With, I could say this, but it's going to make you angry. You don't actually say the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? I think it's cruel.
So it's almost a cop-out. It's like saying, man, I could say the funniest joke in the world right now, but I don't want to do
I
it.
Love it when, yeah. I love it when someone's telling a story about like some annoying person that they saw out there in the world and they go, man, I was so angry at him. I nearly said to him, I nearly said, shut the fuck up, man. But, you know, I'm like, well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the thing they thought of at 3 yeah, in the morning yeah. when they're like, yeah, that would have ruined.
I do that all the time. But that is me down pat. I'm like, oh, man, I should have said this to them. Oh, yeah. That is so me. Yeah, but it's a perfect tactic. It is. But I was trying to write like just a hypothetical situation where she goes, oh, I could say this, but it'll only make you angry. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, don't say it then. That's fine. Like, you know, if I won't be angry and it'll be fine. And then just watch her like watch just all the blood run to her face like, you know, like a bike tire that's been pumped up that little bit too much. Just like, I really want to fucking
say
it.
So did she say it?
Yeah. Just to torture. I was like, no, look, don't say it then. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think you've taken the great way out. I'm just going to tootle off now. I'm not going to wonder about what you said at all.
What do you think the worst thing you can do in a fight, I've found, the most annoying thing you can do is agree with one of their points when you're in the middle of an argument. That always pisses them off so much more. Like just go, yeah, 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 that is a really good point. That is a really good point. But I disagree with. So
oh, yeah. So, yeah, just pick and choose, but go, yeah, that one was
I do it all the time. It's infuriating, I think, to my wife. And also to tell them that you love them in the middle of a fight is also one of the most annoying things.
I love you. Yeah.
Listen, I love you, but you're being a fucking idiot right now.
Yeah, it's another way of trying to diffuse but still fucking riling them up at the same time. Like if she said, I could say this but it's just going to make you angry, you should say, well, I could respond but it's just going to make you horny. and then just see if, where it goes from there.
Yes, I love that.
I was trying, I think this would go really well in a club situation or something, but it's a bit of a cop-out, you know, as you go, oh, yeah, like it's a great tactic because you just got to say, oh, you just got to reply back. Like whenever they say what they said was going to make you angry, you're like, no, no, like I think that's a valid point, you know, like, yeah, that doesn't make me angry at all. Let's like, yeah, let's have a threesome with my brother. Like it's fine, you know. Like, you know, something like,
oh,
you know,
shit.
Like something.
All right, here's some specifics. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This was not based on factual things that happened. Yeah. Okay, guys. This is
with the ice man. Yeah, get the ice man.
Please shut up, guys. Shut up. All right, this is a hypothetical situation. It wasn't a real argument.
Oh, shit. Hang on, I got to answer this blowing door. Up. Hang on a sec.
Is that a landline?
Oh, go for it. See, he's got a delivery, you know. Yeah. Well, we should spin the wheel once Cam gets back from answering the door. And then, been going for a while already.
All right, let's answer the door. I mean, spin the wheel.
See,
sorry, guys. I just got an Amazon delivery.
Ooh.
Yes.
Except, what is it?
A blow-up doll.
Oh, like an Amazonian blow-up doll.
Yeah. I didn't need, I don't want to use a fleshlight or anything like that. I just want a fucking balloon with a big grin on her face.
They're always surprised, you know?
Like they don't know what's about to happen.
Well, that's cool. Do you name your blow-up dolls or what do you do?
I number them. Okay. Yeah.
69?
Yeah. Lucky number 69.
That would be the worst thing to ever happen when you're recording a podcast and then someone says over the intercom like a delivery man, excuse me, sir, your Jeff Bezos blow-up doll has arrived. I'll just leave it here at the doorstop for you, Cameron James.
It actually looks like Jeff Bezos.
Oh, no.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what we're going through in Cam's phone. Mm. As you said before, not a fan of notes. It is draft tweets, but you haven't been tweeting.
No,
much.
I'm done with Twitter.
Yeah,
I've taken it off my phone. In fact, and Instagram too. So now, you know, if I want to jack off over hot chicks, I just have to use my memory.
Oh, fuck, old school.
Do you reckon that's psychopathic to use your memory nowadays?
Yeah, totally.
Just to close your eyes and remember something from that made you horny
because
once?
Because are you remembering actual experiences or just porn you've watched?
I look at the porn very quickly, then I put my phone down and then I try to remember it.
I can never do that. I can never do that because I always remember where I was when I was looking at that porno.
Oh, no.
You're like, oh, yeah, I was on a couch in Perth or something like that.
Yeah. Most people are like, where were you when 9/11 happened? But with Capper, it's like, where were you when you saw Jenna Jameson?
Yeah, I was 50,
the first time.
Yeah, I was 21 years old in Brisbane. Two-story house.
I don't have any draft tweets, so unfortunately. Can we spin again?
Do you want to do notes or do you want to do search history? Shit. Just take your pick.
I'll go through. Whatever. Oh, is too many notes in a row boring? Too many notes in a row is probably boring.
Oh, you got search history readily available? If not,
shit.
You can pick a couple photos in the camera roll.
Let's have a look at search history.
You can discuss those.
Oh, my last Googled thing was Jonathan Taylor Thomas now.
Oh, dude, that's in my search history as well.
Why is that?
He came up the other day when we did the, this is months ago now, we did an episode with Nate Valvo, and JTT came up because we were talking about celebrities and what they look like now, and JTT is a fascinating one. I'm going to keep calling him that. We're on a,
You
know,
you sick.
Basis. And he looks good. He's tiny.
He's a tiny fella, but he looks fucking great. In fact, I was I started looking at photos of him, and I looked at a photo of him from 1998 when he would have been like fucking 20 or not even 20, like 17 or something like that. And I was like, yeah, look, good looking kid. He's a good looking young man. I can see.
It's a handsome
very,
man. Handsome
very
boy.
Handsome young boy.
That's a clean boy. If you say it like that, it's real weird. That's a clean looking boy.
And staying on topic, in a way, I also searched up Anthony Weiner dick pics recently because I watched that documentary about Anthony Weiner, the congressman.
It's great. Crazy.
It's such a good doco. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Ricky Gervais. Everything that happens to this motherfucker is just a new level of cringe.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. But because they blur out the dick pics in the thing, I sort of started getting curious while I was watching the movie.
What kind of hog he was packing.
Yeah. I was like, what do we got going on down there? What's going on in the Wiener department?
Oh, dude, he's got quite the junk. There's the one where it's in his underwear still, but you're like, holy hell. Like, in his last name's Wiener, it's like all too perfect.
It is all too perfect. It's all too perfect.
As if that would be the thing that would get you over the line, like, okay, I don't want to sleep with this presidential candidate. Oh, hang on. He's got a big dick. Cool.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Big old hog.
But just the actual, you know, the insanity of being in political office and still thinking you can get away with putting a dick pic out into the world.
It's crazy.
You know, like that's sociopathic
fucking
and the
crazy
bravado there.
And the way that he talks about it in the documentary too, it makes sense to me, but I'm not running for office or anything, but he says like, you know, it feels like a video game. It feels like you're not even, these aren't real people. It's just like a horny little interaction that disappears and has no consequences. Which is, I think, how normal people deal with sexting and all that shit. But I don't think if you were running for mayor, you just fucking delete Twitter. You'd have someone else running your Twitter account for you for sure.
I know. And his wife is like the classiest lady of all time and working with the Hillary Clinton campaign. And the thing is, right, what makes, you know, most great documentaries, they start off about one thing and then evolve into something crazy, right? And so that was just about his run for office. And, you know, this guy's a kind of a champion of the people. And he was like so articulate and well-spoken on the Senate floor. And then it just devolves into he's just this horny sex freak that's like, you know, sending pictures to teenagers or whatever the fuck. And it's amazing because we've been watching Veep and Veep doesn't even come close to the shit that actually happens.
I know. I love Veep as well. I remember when they started shooting the final season or so after Trump got elected, they were like, oh, okay, well, we actually can't do anything that's funnier than what's actually happening in a way. Like, it's that reality sort of surpassed the craziness of that show. And same with Wiener. But yeah, I did have a look at his hog and he's doing okay. He's doing okay down there.
Man, he's packing. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the confidence you need to, I guess, run for office in the first place is having a, you know, just a solid hog.
Yeah, man, yeah.
That is the problem with the internet is being able to find whatever you want. Just whatever you've ever wondered about. Oh, I wonder if Anthony Weiner is packing a hog. And then in the old times, you would have just sat back and wondered about that. But now you're like, I can find that and I can look at it.
Oh, man, I know. You can look at it so easily as well. You just go like, oh, yeah, there it is. I'm looking at it now. And it's
oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm addicted. I'm not a big fan of I think he's a very great politician. I thought he was really cool, fucking Democrat, angry Democrat. And I just think he made, like, it's so funny to go, man, you could have been Bernie Sanders in like 5 years. You could have been like the guy that everyone loves, but you just fucking jacked off too much. Like, there's a part in the movie where some chick that he's been texting with is like, yeah, we'd have phone sex 5 times a day. That's too many times.
Like, where do you find the time? You know, you're on the campaign trail and you're just ducking into a closet and fucking rubbing it out.
You got a lot of speech writers at that point. You know, a lot of middlemen.
Yeah,
but Bernie Sanders at least wasn't fucking, you know, sending pics of the old veiny thrombosis.
Do you reckon he's probably doing all right down there too, you think?
Oh, yeah. Again, just to run for office.
Man, at uni, all the chicks would say, feel the burn for other reasons. It was a real stretcher.
I think Joe Biden wanted to go with Biden my hog in 2020.
No, but that's cool, man. And it's cool. I reckon it's nice that you still stand for Wiener's politics. You still got the poster up behind you. And,
well, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a picture I found online, but check it out. I wrote hope underneath.
We should get into the hacks.
Yeah, let's get into the hacks.
Okay, so I got the dice rolling app on the phone to see what I got to do this week. When I click on it, it rolls. So there it is. It is a 3.
A three.
Capper, that is a Facebook comment or a deep like.
Okay.
Facebook comment or a deep like.
Okay.
So do you have something in honor of our guest, Cam James? I'll put in C into the search bar, see if someone comes up that is not familiar with the show or connected to comedy. Let's see. Most of these people we've
hacked. Yeah.
Targeted before. Well, there's someone it says I'm friends with, and I actually have no idea who it is, but because it's a lady, I'm a bit suspect of what you might have
crook. It is a bit harsh on you, but it's not crook.
All right, well, I'll share screen and then you guys can watch me do this in real time. So don't say her full name, obviously, but here it is. And do you want me to post or comment on something?
Yeah, just comment on something.
It's weird. I have no idea who this person is, but I've noticed they only have 47 friends, so it's an honor to be one of them. This first post on her page, it looks like a nice German poem translations.
Okay. This is bizarre.
Yeah.
So what do you got?
So I was just thinking maybe you could comment on one of these photos. This is attention seeking, but I like it.
Oh, there we go. That's what it has to be. That one right there, it's a photo from her 41st birthday dinner.
Yep.
Okay, and it's also from 2015.
Hang on, are you going to do a dot, dot, dot after attention seeking? This is attention seeking, dot, 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 but I like it. Exclamation mark.
All right. So from 2015, her 40th birthday Eve celebration, and I've gone back to it and I'm commenting, this is attention seeking, dot, 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 but I like it. Exclamation point.
And the photo is great too. It's her with two of her friends, and one of the guys is doing the devil horns.
Yeah.
Hand gesture. Cool.
So they're all going to get this notification from 5 years ago. So that's cool. Yeah.
All right. Shit, that's so funny.
Okay. All right.
Roll for me.
Roll the dice for you. There it is. Went to an ad. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay. What do we got here? Oh,
it is three.
Three also. Okay.
All right, so Facebook comment or a deep like. So put C into the search bar there, and then when you find someone, share the screen again. Okay. And then maybe we'll go off their photos. Otherwise, I was thinking this one's interesting. It's maybe close to what you just had me do, but I think you just find an old post and you say, you might want to check your privilege before you post again.
Oh, God.
And I'd love if it's something innocuous, like it's my dad's, my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary or whatever you can find. Anyone under C that's not connected to comedy or wouldn't know about the podcast?
Yeah, I think I got someone here.
All right. So what do you think, Cam? That's good enough. Check your privilege.
Yeah, I like that. You might want to check your privilege before you post again. Is that it? Or before you...
Yeah, it's kind of threatening, but it's just like, it's weird. It'll be confusing, depending how random the person is that Capper lands on.
Give us a look at this person,
this is
Capper.
So brutal. I'm just trying to find someone that I don't really know that doesn't know about the podcast. Let's go.
Try putting in J. If under C, if it's all comedy people, just put in J.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Sorry. Let's see what we got here. I don't know who this person is.
Okay. Like, absolutely no idea. Like, what I just did, just... A complete rando?
Yeah, just a complete rando.
Dude, that's my profile. What the fuck? We've been friends for years.
Who's this fucking loser? Some open micer. This is great. Okay, so I don't know this person, but this is. Oh yeah, you've got to enable me to share screen. So what was I going to write? You might want to.
All right. So you can share a screen now, and you're going to say, I think you dig back. The further back you go on their timeline or in their photos, and then, even if it's a status, and you say, might want to check your privilege before you post again. So this person, you absolutely have no idea who it is. Again, only a very few amount of friends.
They post a lot of political stuff.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Maybe... He's got heaps of stuff, and then he's just got like free food home delivery service. Should I post that?
He's got a post where he calls Scott Morrison slow-mo.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, slow-mo is going to be on Triple M with Eddie McGuire in the next hour. Okay, great.
All right.
Oh, yes. I like it. I like it that it's not something totally innocuous, that it's actually, something that could be perceived as, inflammatory.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might want to check your privilege. It's great watching Capper try to spell privilege in real time.
I've never been privileged.
There's no D.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No D. P-R-I-V-E-L-E-G-E, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. But just spell it wrong.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
privilege.
Before.
You might want to track your privilege before you post again. Yeah. Perfect.
Can you also like your own comment when you press post on it?
Oh, yeah. Do that. Post it and
brutal.
Like it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
fuck. And then like it. Oh, like God. It.
Just trolling some random dipshit.
Oh, God.
So good.
Oh, God. That is horrible.
Cam, you've, like I've said, you've been on the show so many times in the past. Mm-hmm. We could float a couple of hack ideas for you, or obviously you have the option of rolling the dice and doing whatever it lands on.
All right,
on.
Tell me, have you got any ideas?
Well, I was thinking we've never actually had someone do this, but if you get on your Facebook and where it says, tells you the people having birthdays today, and you just choose someone three down and then comment on their page, on this day in history, a tard was born.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't want to do it, but can I at least see who comes up when I go three down?
See who comes up. Yeah, it'll be fascinating.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because I think you can.
Oh man, we'll tell that is you. Great.
I mean, if it's. Yeah. That's really bad. That's really bad. Where do you see. Oh, here we go. Birthdays. Here we go.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh man, I know this guy. In fact, Kappa knows this guy too. This is Soam, who used to run the comedy club in Newcastle.
How would he receive on this day in history a tard? Oh,
it's not so much him that I'm worried about. It's like other people seeing that.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, that's all right. You could you could soften it up. You could say on this day in history, a total dipshit came into the world or something.
All right. I can do that.
You want to do that or you can roll the dice? Whatever you want to do.
Shit. I just don't want to be a pussy on this podcast.
Dude, it's whatever you feel comfortable
with. I've got one that's... I don't know, man. I don't know whether this is good or not.
What is it?
I thought maybe you could write a tweet going, call me a simp if you want. The term simp is being used to shame men who treat women well. Relax.
That's kind of up your alley, though. That feels like
something I would tweet. Not too far from reality for me.
All right.
Treat women well.
Let's roll the dice. Right, We'll roll the dice, and that landed on two, actually, which is worst first impression. So what that is, we've replaced orals. We give you a celebrity. You do your best impression of them, but we also give you a shitty topic for them to talk about and an angle or an opinion that they would have. My suggestion for you for worst first impression would be Arnold Schwarzenegger is mad about his micro penis. So that seems fun. And then Capper, did you have an impression?
Mine is Bill Clinton saying the Me Too movement's gone too far.
Jesus Christ.
So those are your three options, either the birthday thing or one of those impressions.
Fuck. Fucking hell. Do I have to pick? Can one of you guys pick for me?
I'm leaning towards... just to keep it on theme with the third
shit.
Facebook troll. The birthday.
All right, okay, I'll do that one. I'm not going to say tard.
When's the last time you spoke? Yeah. Dude, total dipshit was brought into this world.
Okay, I haven't spoken to this guy probably in, I reckon 3 years.
Nice.
He used to run a comedy club in Newcastle. Very lovely, gentle man. And then he quit comedy to go live overseas and stuff like that. He's been through a lot, I think. He's an older man.
So he's out of the life. He's got no connection whatsoever. And then hasn't heard from you in 3 years. Just on his birthday.
On this day in history, a total
dipshit was brought into the world.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah, it'll be weird not knowing why this guy will take this, because he'll either ask for your number and then give you a 1-hour call All right. Where he went wrong.
All right, I'm pressing pressing send.
Send. All right, that's there we up go. There. Good work.
There we go.
Yeah, just screenshot it. And then if he hasn't responded in a while and you feel weird about it, just pull it down. And you could feel free to do one of the impressions if you want to close out the episode on that.
Well. Yeah, okay.
Okay, what about Arnie with a micropen?
All right, Arnie with a micropenis. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. This is, I've never done, I'm not an impressions guy, but here we go. You got to start with a recognizable Arnie song. Oh, yeah, you got to start with that. Yeah. It's the only way into Arnie, right? Oh, that sounds like Ray Romano.
Oh, Deborah. Deborah, my micro penis.
I have an enormous sized penis. There's nothing wrong with the size of my penis. It's completely huge. It's just that the rest of me is massive, baby. The rest of me is so fucking massive that my schwanz looks small in comparison.
All right, that's good.
I tried to find a take on it. I tried to find a take on it.
The recipe is massive schwanz. Yeah, fucking. I think it was that works. Cam, you've got so many projects on the go. I guess feel free to plug whatever you want. What do you got?
I've been hand making these fleshlights. That are designed to my specifications. They're very small, very small. Just listened to Total Reboot. If you like podcasts about movies, I do that with Alexi Toliopoulos. And we are currently, we had a podcast out last year called Finding Drago, which was a mystery podcast. Alexi and I are two dipshit comedians who uncovered a real mystery and tried to solve it with no investigative journalist skills, and we're making
really funny, man. Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah,
thanks. And we actually solved the mystery in the end somehow. And we're doing a follow up. We've been working on it for the last 3 months or 4 months now. It's coming out at the end of October on Apple Podcasts and ABC. It's called Finding Desperado, and it's a new mystery. We found a guy who we believe faked a Guinness World Record in the 1990s, and we're trying to prove that he faked it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's really weird. He's a fucking...
Can you say the record? Or
I'll save it for the podcast because people might be able to Google it. But yeah, it's pretty weird shit. So stick around. If you like that kind of thing, that'll be out at the end of October.
Oh, man, and I...
Right, I thought it was just you were searching for a DVD copy of the... Selma Hayek and
Antonio Banderas.
Who is Desperado?
Yeah, Antonio Banderas. Oh, man.
That's hot.
Because you love when she gets her norks out. It's a
beautiful
amazing
moment in cinema.
And we got the Patreon to plug as well. Heaps of bonus content. Only $5 a month gets you 4 bonus episodes. Tons of shit. We're in lockdown still here in Melbourne, so we got nothing to do but put up content.
Yeah, also, anything else, Kat? After our other show, Mike and I, our live Zoom show, we paid $70 to Zoom for the upgrade, so we thought we'd try and get another live show in before the end of the month to get the most out of this $70 upgrade.
To make our money back.
even if only 7 people join on the 26th of September, join us for our Zoom live show. The last one was a lot of fun. I had to do a terrible hack, a tweet to Tim Minchin that was absolutely terrible. Watch us get back on that. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's only $10. So what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And man, thought I'd also say, listen to the second, like the last episode you did on the Mug Off was good, but the one before that, Cam has one of the best stories in stand-up comedy history.
Terrible, about that a terrible bomb. Yeah. We should plug the Mug Off. Listen to the Mug Off. It's such a fucking funny show.
Listen to that. Anyway, bye.
All right, that's it. We'll talk to you guys
next week.
Thanks
for having me, guys.
Bye. All right, cheers. See ya. Hacks.